Ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna go live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm LBJ. You're there and I am here. And you're listening to The Heartfelt Truth. Welcome. Let me start off by saying, as I always do, that I hope my voice finds you in good health, spiritually, mentally, and physically. Not necessarily in that order, but all equally important to help us do this thing we call life. All right, ladies and gentlemen, good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to come into your life for the next few minutes. I hope my voice still is somewhat inspirational, motivational, and just gives you another way of looking at things. All right, let's jump right into it. Ladies and gentlemen, I worked a little extra yesterday on my other gig. Actually, a lot more hours than I wanted to, but it benefits, you know, when you see a little paycheck, you smile and you're like, okay, it's all worth it, all right? That goes in line with what I'm about to share with you. I actually, today is, we're in February. I believe it's the second or third, somewhere in there. However, I completed my first month of no wine with dinner. I am done. I completed it. It's finished. I've accomplished it. And there is that certain element in yourself when you're proud of yourself. See, that's important. You know what happens when things become successful and these little goals and these little things you get in your life? Keep this in mind. When you accomplish them, be proud of yourself. Because that only catapults you to go forward. And I will be very honest with you. I mean, within that whole month, I got to share it. I lost 11 pounds. I feel great. Okay. And it's like, and when you get that, I might have said it before, you want to keep going. You know, now today is, of course, one of the biggest sporting days events of the year. And that's the Super Bowl. And I'm excited about the Super Bowl. I want to see it, and I get involved in all the little extracurricular activities, and you're watching all the stories and behind the scenes, and it's a lot of fun. It really is. I don't plan on having a big party because I, you know, every now and then I did, but we don't have one this year. But I'm excited about that. But the one thing is, with that goes snacks and just not the best eating in the world, and I'm like, I'm not scared of it, but I'm like, I've been watching my weight. I'm watching my eats. So anyway, what I'm going to do is guilt-free today, and I'm going to say it out loud so I can really be good to myself. Today is my cheat day. All right, so I am allowed to not have anything and feel guilty about it because there's tomorrow. And tomorrow I go back to my routine, and then I keep on going. I'm going to ramp it up again this month, all right? This month I'm going to pick something else out and cut it out. But yeah, I do feel good, and I just wanted to share that with you. So you know what? Pat yourself on the back. It's okay. You know, if you've accomplished a minor goal in your life, and it has to do with your health, and the word in my head is just saying wealth, but it's not all about that. But what it is, because if you got your health, you got your wealth. So if it has something to do, and you've accomplished it, pat yourself on the back. Be proud. I don't think that has anything to do with vanity. Because just as much as when you make a mistake or something goes wrong and you're beating yourself up and you're upset about it and you're moping around, you're doing the same thing. It's just the opposite. So pat yourself on the back and be proud. All right? So and that's what I'm doing. So anyway, I'm excited for the game, and then I'm excited for a few snacks and stuff I'm going to have. I'm going to have some snacks. I'm going to have some chips, you know, and stuff like that. And I'm starting my day off, you know, because I'm on my second cup. because you know me, I'm a two cup guy. It's just the way it goes. Excuse me, that's who I am, and I always get excited when I'm going to talk to you fine people. All right, so listen, let's move on to something real quick. You know, I was at my other gig yesterday, excuse me, I was at my other gig the other day and yesterday, and you know what, I had the opportunity, as I always do, I sit down and I think about what am I going to discuss with you fine people here and around the world. I don't want to be flat. I don't want to be boring. I don't want to shy anybody away. But I was looking at this this article on the internet, and then again, everybody's trying to tell you how to do your thing, but it makes sense. And you know, here's an example. They're telling you certain topics that you shouldn't discuss, and I agree with that. They're telling you, you know, more or less how to do your thing, and I agree with that. But I still say you do you. I mean, I've never really cared for that phrase, but you do you. You know, you do what you're supposed to do at your time, your moment, and that's it. But again, it's so ironic. Now, I'm going to repeat myself because I told you before that there are people out there that keep regurgitating the same message. Now, people, please, if you happen to fall on this podcast and you hear me, you know, talking and speaking, I am not attacking anyone. I am not jealous of anyone, all right? But everybody's going to tell you how to do it. You know what they say? Too many cooks in the kitchen spoil the broth. It is the same thing. You know what? I mean, think about this. If you look at a lot of the great ones, and I imagine we all aspire to be good. You know, great is like what we believe sometimes is some intangible object, which is not true, by the way. But do you think that people were telling Steve Jobs what to do when he decided to make that computer? I mean, do you think somebody was telling Thomas Edison, no, dude, you know, you got to move the wires over, you know, no, that bulb's too bright. He just did what he had to do. So that's what you have to do. But anyway, they were talking about, it's funny, they were saying how, you know, some topics that you shouldn't discuss. And I agree. You know, the bottom line, because everybody's entitled to their own political views. You know, and I agree with that. So I don't talk politics. You know, I sometimes might blurt out an opinion about how I feel about a certain situation, but I don't promote any one particular, you know, side. Religion, you don't even want to touch religion, and so it makes sense. But I'm reading this stuff, and it's this short list of things that you should do. And I said, I've been telling my fans and my friends. Okay, the whole time, that's the same thing, without having come across that article. So I said to myself, well, you know what? I mean, I think I must be doing a little bit okay. I must be doing something right, because I said the very same thing. If you go back, I said, listen, I don't want to scare anybody away. You know, I want to be authentic. I want it to be as if me and you were sitting down and having a cup of coffee and just having casual conversation. It's almost as if you're sitting there listening to me and I'm just going on and telling you about my day and how I feel and, you know, what I want for dinner or whatever that may be. So, you know, being authentic is important. And that's what I try to do. I'm not following any trend. I don't have any cowbells in the back and different things like that. I just don't have it. And that's what I'm doing. I want to be genuine and just conversate. You know, I started off with the Super Bowl. I mean, what else are you going to talk about? Today's Super Bowl day. So, you know, I just found it interesting that so many people are, you know, doing the same thing. And what they're doing is, again, and they're, how do I say it? They're making money on it. I mean, they're selling it, you know, and I get it. Listen, I said it before. Listen, I'm all about, you know, making a few dollars. I mean, I have kids, my guys in college. I mean, we got to eat. You know, time is money, but I'm not going to, you know, profit on the backs of people that are really maybe trying to do something different, trying to set some different goals in their lives. And if I can help them, if I can encourage them, then that's what I'm going to do. Like I said, I'm still stuck on the fact that 2019 will be one of the great ones. And I mean that for you and for me. But I'm not going to sit here and try to sell you a product. And all of a sudden for $59.99, you know, you too can be a superstar. I'm not going to do that. I can't. But I will tell you this. I mean, people that decide to stick around and listen to me down the road, you will see something. Obviously, you're going to say, oh, LBJ's got a little something out. LBJ's. Listen, I have a book that's going to be coming out. Yes, I want people to buy it. It's an interesting story. It's my story, and I want people to buy it. Okay? And I don't want them to buy it to make me profit. I want them to buy it so they're going to enjoy it. They're going to read it. They're going to gain some insight on my story and what I have to share. And if it brings an element into their lives that they can look at something just a little different, you know, a different way to look at things, as I always say, then that's what it's all about. But I'm not telling you to buy my book simply because I want to get rich. No, I don't need to do that. It's just not fun. You know, I mean, it's just like, I don't know, it's like going on a vacation or going somewhere really, and you really don't want to go. How much fun is that? Or is that somebody, you know, somebody does something for you, but they really don't want to do it. That's not fun. So I would never want anybody to buy my product simply because, you know, I'm selling them a bag of goods and it's going to profit me. it's a phrase in my head, and I know it sounds religious, and so you got to understand something. When you hear me say these little anecdotes and religious quotes, they're mine. Okay, so I'm not telling you what to do, but they're mine, and I believe I have to share it. Like myself, you know, I don't even say it right, but I kind of get the gist of what it means. It's like, what does a man profit if he gains the whole world and he loses his soul? What is that? I'm not preaching. That makes sense. So that's all. I'm sorry. I get so excited. But that's what the bottom line is. What good is it for me? If I sell you a product and you buy it, I'm like, yeah, I got one. That's not cool. So, all right, I'm going to get off on a tangent. Let me stop. So anyway, listen, ladies and gentlemen, it is Super Bowl Sunday. I am not a sportscaster. I will give you my prediction before I let you go, but I will say I want to tell everybody, enjoy, have fun. You and your family, your friends, whatever you decide to do, it's one of those days where eventually I believe in my heart of hearts that, at least here in the United States, that they will make Super Bowl Sunday a holiday one day, because it is one of the biggest day out days of the year. Tomorrow there are going to be thousands of people that are going to call out sick, and I'm not even saying that they're going to be all hungover or whatever, but they're just going to be a little maybe partied out. It's a long day. I mean, you got commentators coming on right now at 9 o'clock in the morning, starting the whole hype about this game, which is, I don't know what, 10 hours away, somewhere in there, 6-9 hours away. So, but anyway, ladies and gentlemen, listen, I have to say this too, please. Thank you for allowing me to come into your life for a few minutes. I know I sometimes go all over the place, and that's okay. It's just what would happen if we're having conversation, you know, but I will tell you this. I am enjoying and patting myself on the back that the month of January, I lost 11 pounds. I hope for you, whatever you decided to do for the month of January, that you had a small accomplishment. And that's how they start, you know, step by step by step. You know, when you're building a house, when you're building something, you got to go one step at a time. That's why they have instructions. Sometimes I don't follow them, and I try to get a shortcut, and what happens? I mess up. So, you know, but really, I hope you enjoyed the month of January and you really, really, really had some mild accomplishments. So let's start February off and do it again. That's my goal. So if I become repetitious about my little small achievements, I'm sorry. You know, I'm not trying to be a wise guy, but I want you to do the same thing. So listen, ladies and gentlemen, please share your comments with me. Share your little goals, you know, things that happen for you in your life. All right. And you can reach out for me at www.lbjtheheartfelttruth.com. And you can check me out on lbjtheheartfelttruth@gmail.com. Reach out. Say hello. Tell me what's on your mind. Yeah, anything you might want to discuss, I'm here. We can make it happen. And that's about it. You know, I rambled on a little bit today because I'm excited. I don't know, maybe the coffee today is really a little special. I worked late last night, so maybe that's it too. I'm a little wired up. But anyway, listen, have a great day, seriously, with your family and your friends. And as I always say, please take care of yourself. Take care of your families, because family is important. And if you see someone that needs a helping hand, stick yours out. Try to help them. I believe this one act really, really will make the world a better place. And it's going to be one of those things that help you on your journey to becoming the best person that you were meant to be. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm LBJ. You're there, and I am here. And you've been listening to The Heartfelt Truth. We will talk again. Oh, and by the way, the Rams will win. Go LA.